The Rango Assembly didn't have a meeting Tuesday night, but it finally got an idea of what's been going on with Cascade Creek LLC. Past and present Assembly members heard an update on the Swan Lake project during a presentation from the company's licensing manager, Chris Spence. Field studies of Thomas Bay and Ruth Lake were also included. Spence expressed the company's value in Wrangell during the presentation.
When you have a huge challenge like this, it's nice to have a really good partner, and that would be the community of Wrangell, who with much consideration and debate and perhaps controversy, decided to invest in this project. And that's really, really important.
Last year, Wrangell signed a non-circumvention agreement with Cascade Creek to produce hydropower at Swan Lake. The move was met with criticism from other Southeast communities, mostly because a hydropower plant wasn't constructed at the time of the agreement. Spence also explained that the company is working on getting a license for the project from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
Funds from this purchase option will go toward furthering the project, establishing the project, accomplishing the project. Well, that's what we're trying to do. And this licensing phase, this enablement phase, very complicated, typically very expensive, usually takes somewhere around $3 million to get one major federal approval to build a hydropower plant.
FERC awarded a preliminary permit for Swan Lake to Cascade Creek in 2004. It expired in October 2007. The company received another permit in February 2008. It has until the beginning of next year to apply for the license. Cascade Creek hopes to hear FERC's decision on the license by 2013. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.